Special edition Nasha Nigim today. Baruch Hashem, a very special siyum on Mesilas Yesharim. Baruch Hashem, smachos in the Shir family, Ken Yirgu. And it's also the last Nasha Nigim of the Zman. It's been a long Zman, it's been a very, very special Zman. A beautiful Zman, Baruch Hashem. A lot of learning, a lot of growth, a lot of Siyat Nishmai that we've all experienced together. And I want to just actually kind of, I'll try for the next few minutes to bring a lot of the ideas together with bringing in the end of Mesilas Yesharim. We just, Baruch Hashem, Mazocha, to make a siman and also tie it into an idea from this week's parasha as well. There's a very, very challenging, the most challenging, probably one of the most challenging stories in the Torah, episodes in the Torah, this parasha. The heart of the parasha, the main part of the parasha is consumed by the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the Chet HaEgel, and the response of Hashem to the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu's response to the Chet HaEgel. When Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu is up on Har Sinai, and Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Chevra, Moshe, he says, your Chevra, they're not doing the right thing. We have trouble on our hands. And Hashem turns to Moshe and says, and I want to just focus on one word today, fellas, Moshe, one word today with you. Next few minutes. Hashem says to Moshe, Saru Maher, they have deviated, they've gone astray, off, Maher, quickly. Neither of those two words is what I want to focus on yet. Min haderech asher tzivisim asulam egel masecha. I want to focus on the word derech. From the path, from the way that I have commanded them, asulam, they have made for themselves egel masecha. It's a very, very strange way to introduce the ego. Just say, you know, they did a terrible sin. Chet ha'ego. That's not what Hashem says to Moshe. Saru maher, they've deviated quickly. Min haderech asher tzivisim, from the path, from the derech that I have commanded. In the beautiful sefer I have in front of me, the sefer Das Torah from Ruchim Lubavitz, that's all. He has a beautiful, beautiful discussion about this idea of derech. I'm going to give you some highlights. He points out, and we find in Chazal many, many times, that the idea, this idea that the Chazal always wanted to know what's the right derech. The Gemara in Brachos says that when the Melezer got sick, his students came to visit him. And they say to him, Rebbe, teach us Orchos Chaim. Orchos means what's the path of life. The entire Torah is called derech. It says in Parshas Vayira, Vishamru derech Hashem. Derech Hashem. What's the idea over here? What's the idea? What's the shot over here? So listen carefully, friends. There's an expression in the world that people say about a person that unfortunately has lost connection to Yiddishkeit. They're called off the derech sometimes. It's a very, very sad phrase. A lot of literature written about it, off the derech, unfortunately. This person's off the derech, Achmanu Litzlan. There's a derech, friends. Derech means there's a path. This path is the path of life. The path of real life that we're all here in this world to try to achieve. We're all here in this world, my friends, to be, if you will, on the derech. What we've been studying, what we've been learning over the past many, many months together, is the derech Hashem. We didn't learn the sefer derech Hashem, that's another sefer from Ramchal. We learned the difference here called Mesilas Yesharim. Mesila means path. And the idea, friends, is as follows. What we've been trying to work on and work towards is that we're charting out for ourselves. We're planning out for ourselves, if we can, the path of life. What's the derech Hashem? Where are we going? Where are we going in life? What's our life mission? What am I heading for in life? I want to remind you back to the opening words of the Mesilas Yesharim that we began learning together many, many months ago, right after Sukkot we began this year. In the Perek Aleph, he says, what is the foundation? What's the idea of everything? What should I keep in mind constantly? What's my What's the mission thing that should always be in front of my eyes? It is she is barav yisames until other person doesn't have a clarity. Macho vaso ve'olamo. What am I doing in this world? A person should have a clear picture. What am I focusing on? I'm eating now. What shot am I eating? Now I'm going to exercise. There's a workout session now. What am I working out for? So I could be a strong, look, you know, good guy with big muscles, and people say, "Wow, he's so strong." And that's why. Or no, I want to be healthy so I can serve Hashem with my kochos. One is self worship, and one is avodas Hashem. I'm eating. Why am I eating? Because it tastes good, because it's sweet, because it's geschmack. Or because I want to have more kochos ha-nefesh, so I'll be able to serve Hashem properly. That's how the Sefer begins. We just read a few minutes ago the last few words of the Sefer. Unbelievable. How's the end? The end of the words. A person could be a chassid gomor regardless of what kind of job he does. Because of, he says, Kopal Hashem maneu b'chol durachecha da'eu. In all of your derechs, in all of your ways, you should know Hashem, Ruhi Yasher Or Chosecha, and He will straighten out your paths. What have we been doing this whole Zman? Besides knowing the Sechas Pesachim together, Be'ian, first bunch of blot together, Geshmak HaSugyas, maybe Geshmak HaRavachonot along the way, and the Geshmak Ran, or Geshmak HaMaram Chalava, or whatever Geshmak HaRishon HaRachon, we were zochet to learn, Gemara, Geshmak HaRapapi and Rapapa, whatever we were doing, Sugyas in Shas, besides that. But it's much, 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 much deeper than just only learning pages of Talmud and sources on source sheets and Rishonim and Achronim. It's much, much deeper, friends. What we're trying to learn is what is the way of Hashem? What we're trying to learn is what's our mission in life? What we're trying to do is just to establish ourselves on the right derech. On the right derech. What's our path? What's our plan? Where am I headed? Where am I going? Not obviously, am I going on a plane or not? I don't mean that, obviously. I mean, where am I going in life? Where's this all taking me? What am I choosing to do with my life with the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me? He quotes an incredible Ramban here in this beautiful piece. Incredible Ramban. The Ramban says in his commentary on Parshas Ki Seitze in the story of Ben Sora Umora. Ben Sora Umora is a very, very sad situation, isn't he? He's the wayward son. What's wrong with him? What did he do wrong? It says in the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, you know what he did wrong? He stole from his parents' money. And then he went and he bought meat and wine. What happens to him? Says, look what happens to him, says the Gemara. You know, it's better that he leave this world before he it's too late. So Chazal say, if we find him guilty, he goes to Bezdin. Bezdin gives him skill and he's killed at a very young age, 13 years old. Unbelievable. Story of sad mitzvah in the Torah called Metzora Remora. Says the Ramban, this is a remarkable thing. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? Says the Ramban. You know what's wrong with the Ramban? You know what's wrong with Metzora Remora? Listen to the Ramban, this is remarkable. V'nemar, it says in the Torah, V'oso ta'avodu. We're supposed to serve Hashem. Uvot tidbakun. And we're supposed to cling to Hashem. As I explained, Kasher Pirashti, as I explained, Shinistavinu Labdas Hashem Bechol Durachinu. We're supposed to know Hashem in all of our ways. Listen to these words. V'zolel v'sove. What's wrong with him? Why is he so bad? Listen to what these words say. Lo yada or lo yeda derech Hashem. He doesn't know, he won't know the way of Hashem. That's it. He's gone. He doesn't know the way of Hashem. That's a Ben Sora Remora. Abosai, the end point, and obviously a tremendous process, but the end point of what we're trying to work on and work towards is how do we position ourselves? How do we train ourselves? How do we put ourselves in the right position to be focused on what the Derech Hashem is? Am I living my life with a sense of, yeah, you know, what does Hashem want from me? My next step. The next step I make in life. This is not a Shana Bet pitch. I promise you. Believe that. It's not. My next step in life, what's happening next year? Am I coming back in the bed? If my parents are not on board with it, I have to discuss it with them. I'm not chas v'shalom. No one should go against their parents and against their wishes. God forbid, that's not a goal, chas v'shalom. But you know what? Part of the cheshbon of Shalom Bet is, wouldn't it be helpful and advantageous for me to fortify myself a little bit more on the Derech Hashem? Life is complicated. Life takes us many places. Who knows where we're going to end up after we leave yeshiva? Who knows which path we're going to take? But you know what? The more established I am, the clearer picture I have about where I'm supposed to go, the more the first parak of Mesillas Yesharim and the last words of Mesillas Yesharim are on our way, are on our radar, on our mind, the better chance we have to be successful over the Hashem in our lives, for sure. At the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Chet HaEgel, after Hashem says, okay, I'll forgive them. And what does Moshe say to Hashem? Hashem, please, Hashem, Hodi'enina, show me, tell me what? Es Derechecha. I want to know your Derech. I want to know your way. Abosai, we're all different in this room. Everyone has different kochos, everyone has different backgrounds, everyone has different situations, different qualities, different characteristics that make them stronger, different characteristics that challenge each and every one of us. We're all different. But we all have, hopefully, a clear picture in mind of what we're supposed to do in this world. Why are we here? Why are we here in this world? We're here in this world for one purpose. We're here in this world to be close to Hashem. We're here in this world to forge our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here in this world to have a clarity of Derech Hashem. She is barer, like the Mesillas Yesharim begins. She is barer, v'yis'ameis, itzal adam, it should become clear to us. That's why we're here in this world. I'll tell you something. I'll talk a little bit like an old man today. I guess I have the quote-unquote, the rite of passage, like an old man today. So I'll talk like an old man. I say this all the time, but I mamish had deja vu on Tuesday. Tuesday was, my daughter went into the hospital on Tuesday, and I mamash had deja vu. Why? I saw my daughter in the delivery room of Shari Tzedek, mamash down the road over there. And I began to had a flashback. Because I remembered, like, mamash like yesterday, the moment that my wife was on the delivery room, on the bed of delivery, and my daughter, the one that had the baby, Baruch Hashem, I remember the moment like yesterday when she came into the room, like yesterday. I remember the second, it was at Englewood Hospital. I remember vividly, it was a Wednesday afternoon. I remember so clearly all the details. I had a flashback, like, oh my goodness. Decades. Not a decade, 2 decades. More. She's older than anyone in this room except for me. But that was a second. I was like, oh my goodness. It goes really fast. Life goes really quickly. One of my friends once said, when his child started walking, he once said, be careful. 1 step closer to the chuppah. It's a funny joke, a little bit of a cute little joke, but it's not a joke. It goes really fast. Quickly, fast. Life is very, very quick. You should be zocher mosai to have a clarity, to have a clear picture of what the right derech is. The beauty of Yiddishkeit is it's not one size fits all. Not everybody in this room is supposed to be the same. In fact, every person in this room is supposed to be different. Was created uniquely and is supposed to be different. But we all have the opportunity to merge, to join together, because we're all headed in the same direction. We're on the same derech, on the same path. We're on the path of Hashem. Show me your way. We're on the path of trying our best to be the greatest of the Hashem we could possibly be. Hashem should mezake us, each and every one of us, to be zocha, to have a clarity of what our position, our path in life is. We should be zocha to have that in front of us as much as possible. We should be zocha to end this man off strong, and this man should just be the springboard for many future manim and times of Hatzlacha, Bracha, and Siat Nishmaya, and growth and learning, Vodas Hashem. Mazel Tov, everybody. Shabbos, Mesoros Tovos. Shabbos.